Good morning from Mile High Stadium. An early start for two teams who have been here before. The Denver Broncos and the Cleveland Browns for the third time in 4 years as the road to the Super Bowl comes through Denver.
Every play. If you don't feel like you got to make the play yourself, you're thinking wrong now. You got to believe you're going to make the
play. Do it today, baby. No tomorrow, baby. Ain't no tomorrow.
You got to line up top. We got to play the defense. You got to create turnovers.
Got to work your life for this. That doorstep.
From the start, the Broncos were determined to prove that they were the AFC's finest, and nothing they did in the first half discouraged that belief.
Mozart drops, throw up the middle, and this one is intercepted at the 35-yard line. Interception, Dennis Smith. Pick up some of the blitz. John flushed out to the right, throws it upfield for a wide open Mike Young. At the 30, at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, 70 yards, away to Mike Young.
You always know that the most dangerous thing to have John Elway doing is on the move.
Denver's defense heard the call and returned to its punishing big play form. The only batteries in Mile High Stadium were the nearly 76,000 diehards who threw a charge into John Elway's electrifying performance.
Still looking, throws it up the near side for a wide open Mike Young. 40, 30, touchback, down over the 20.
Let's go 11 personnel, all right, 11. Tim, go 89,
69, 4. The Broncos with another chance. We've said it before in big playoff games or Orange Bowls or any place else. When you have the chance, you have to score.
You bet.
Elway wants to throw it on first and goal. Mobley, touchdown! John Elway just turned to his left, lobbed it over Grayson.
Even without Bobby Humphrey, who was injured in the second quarter, the Broncos were running away with this championship chase.
To Sammy Winder. Sammy starts left, has blocks, dives toward the end zone, scores! 7-yard touchdown run! Sammy Winder running behind Bratton and Wydell.
By the middle of the third quarter, the AFC Championship had turned into another mile-high nightmare for the Cleveland Browns. The sights, sounds, and reminders of past failures were everywhere. However, Browns-Broncos confrontations always seemed to swirl in an eerie atmosphere of suspense. And this gripping conflict was no different. Trailing 24-7. Cleveland finally stiffened. Bernie Kosar regained his touch, and the Browns scrambled back to narrow the Bronco lead to 24-21. The dogs could smell revenge. But while there was concern on the Broncos sideline, there was no panic. It was simply time for another Sunday drive. This journey wasn't without dangerous twists and turns. But with the game's best improviser at the wheel, the Browns were left barking in the dust. After salvaging a first down on 3rd and 10, Elway reached back and put the Browns away for good.
Browns show blitz. Here comes the world. Sewell picks up one. Pass is complete to Winder. 30. 20. 15. 10. Sammy will score.
Sammy Winder hasn't had a lot of chance to do the Mississippi Mud Walk this year, but that's the second time today.
Elway found Sammy Winder inside the 30, and the Broncos get another big play. Third touchdown pass by Elway.
80-yard drive for the Broncos.
The Broncos have never lost an AFC championship game. The Browns have never been to the Super Bowl. Those streaks will both continue.
Denver's 31-21 lead proved too much for Cleveland. And in the fourth quarter, they were buried in an avalanche of orange.
Come on, get a pick! Pick!
Interceptions by Kip Corrington and Dennis Smith ended Cleveland's comeback.
This time the pass is going to be intercepted at the Denver 45. Dennis Smith over the 50, still on his feet, tackled at the Cleveland 47.
These thefts resulted in two David Treadwell field goals and a 37-21 final. For the third time in 4 years, the Denver Broncos won the American Football Conference. And they did it with a style, class, and excitement befitting one of pro football's most colorful and successful organizations. They were mile-high champions again.
John Elway has done it again.
Could have had a little help.
Oh, yeah, but what a performance.
Yeah, I agree.
The Denver defense has come through. The Broncos have won the AFC championship for the fourth time.